Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. You guys know that we've been losing a lot of weight. I'm down 65. By the way, I had a great weigh-in this week. Your boy down to 193 pounds.
That is awesome, dude. Awesome.
EMP 180 weight loss also taken care of. Danny, you lost over 40 pounds. You were at your lowest valley right before you went to vacation. What were you weighing in at?
So the lowest I got to was just, I think, right at 195. When I left for vacation, I was at 196.3. That was Friday morning, 196.3.
196.3 as you left for vacation. Now, we're about to play a little game called How Much Weight Did Danny Gain on Vacation? We do this annually. You just live your life. You're not trying to gain any weight. You're not even, I would say, like, being irresponsible. You're just living. You're not thinking.
Correct.
You're eating as much and as often as you can eat whatever you'd like in a normal, not gluttonous lifestyle. We're playing for a pair of tickets to see Kirk Cousins live Sunday, August 20th. Kirk Cousins live at the DC Lottery Live. Come out to DC Lottery Live. Get the exclusive inside scoop to all things Washington football before the start of the season from Washington's starting quarterback. The details are online at thefandc.com/contest presented by the Lindsay Auto Group. So we're giving away a pair of tickets to whoever of the five participants we'll choose here in a minute is closest to the pin.
So if you're on hold, listen to this information because it's important. It should help you formulate your guesses. Past years, and I tried to look as much of this up as I could, but the most I believe I gained on a vacation was 14 pounds. That was over the course of a long week. I've done as few as five or six and as many as 14.
Hang on,
14.
Long week means what?
Meaning, so I leave Friday. I don't get back until the following Sunday.
When did you weigh yourself? What time of day?
Friday morning, 196.3 when I left. When I returned Sunday night.
Pre-show, though?
Sunday night, yes.
Right when you woke up, so at your lightest.
Yes, in the morning. Friday morning, August 4th, I weighed myself 196.3.
Sunday night, 9 days later, you weighed yourself at the end of the day?
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
So, other factors that I need everyone to understand. My intention was to not worry about it and be on vacation. I ran into an obstacle. My darling and lovely wife, who did not want me to undo all the work that I had done over the course of the last 5 months, basically, with the EMP 180 weight loss. She, as the chef, the cook, the person that's making the majority of the meals that I'm eating, worked very hard to make sure that I wasn't going too far out of bounds. I had a few meals, I would say three, over the course of the 8+ days that I was there, where I was permitted to do whatever I wanted.
Okay.
Three meals. One at High Cotton Barbecue, one at Sam and Omi's, and one at Blue Point in Duck.
I have my questions that I'd like to ask you.
Feel free.
You're on hold, use these as best as you can as a hint. Now, the way we're going to do this, all three of us will make our guesses as well. We're going to guess after the listeners do. I don't want to color their guesses in any way.
And we are not going Price is Right rules. It's just closest to the pin.
Closest to the pin. You need to give us a decimal. Is it a point something?
I have the exact number.
Okay, great. So here are my questions. Number one. How much alcohol did you consume?
I had three total beers. Three total beers.
That's it? On a week of vacation?
That's
no cocktails?
Right. No cocktails.
Okay. How many donuts did you eat?
Should I give away that number specifically?
This is part of the game.
You absolutely have to give that number.
All right, I will give you that number. The answer is a disappointing two.
Wow.
A disappointing two.
I'm already mad at you for this vacation. You stink, by the way. I'm mad. You know who I'm mad at is your wife.
Interesting.
I may actually call you tonight and ask you to put her on the phone. I'm salty. She robbed me of a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was so excited for your vacation because I needed to know what's going to happen when I have a week where I go ham.
Yeah, you and me both.
And guess what? Now I don't know.
I only had two donuts.
Did you eat anything fried off of an appetizer menu?
No fried appies.
You suck.
No fried appies.
Wow. Okay.
Wait, that's not entirely true. I had fried okra. So fried okra at Blue Point. So yes. That's
You're
the only
worst.
Answer.
Mm-hmm. I've never been more disappointed. Okay. The worst meal you had consisted of what in terms of health?
It was at Sam and Omi's. That was the fried fish, fried shrimp, French fries, coleslaw, And the beginning of the meal, of course, was the she crab soup for lunch. That was my lunch. And one of my son's chicken tenders when no one was looking.
Dar, do you have any questions?
I have a few questions.
Yes, Brendan.
How much snacking did you do during the day?
Constant.
Okay.
Constant snacking.
What snacks were available?
Pea-friendly snacking, or was it just chips, dip, pretzels, whatever?
Closer to EMP 180 snack friendly.
Wow.
However, there were some things that would have been violations where Watson would have told me absolutely not if I'd asked
Danny,
for permission.
Okay. I'm furious at you.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you ate? Cereal? You ate bars?
Yeah, I had some of those. I had some of my normal snacks.
Did they give you any food to take with you?
No.
No.
I had to do this is what, but this is what I've been doing since I quote graduated.
Yes.
Which is stuff on my own.
So give me an idea of snacks you were having, like when you were at the beach or whatever. What were you eating?
A normal Quest protein bar that I always will have.
You never
in front
had
of
Goldfish?
Nope.
You never had Oreos?
Nope.
You never had a little Debbie cake?
Nope.
Do you have any chips at all?
I had some falafel chips that were about 17 net carbs.
God, you're the worst.
Yep.
I'm so mad about it.
Okay. None of it. I'm telling you, it's not what I wanted.
Okay, one more question.
Mm-hmm.
Of the non-alcohol, non-water, non-iced tea, what else did you have to drink that week?
Apricot LaCroix.
Oh, my God.
This is my life. This is my life now.
I don't even want to play anymore.
Can we not do this?
Yeah.
Just give the tickets to like three
Let's
of the
just,
callers.
Can we just give the tickets to the whole bank of callers for the day? All right.
Let's get some guesses.
No one wants to anymore because you've ruined a good thing.
It's not. I'm telling you.
You've ruined a good thing.
You're going to be surprised.
All right. James in Manassas. How much weight did Danny gain? What's
this
your
is
guess?
James in Manassas.
My guess is 7.2 pounds.
Right. 7.2 pounds from
hold.
James. Well done.
AD in Sterling. How much weight did Danny gain?
AD.
Well, Danny definitely should get the shame bell all day long for that diet.
Yeah, hand me that bell, please, Danny. How much weight did he gain,
this
do you think?
This is the shame bell passing to Grant.
I'm going to go with 7.9. I think he still gained a lot.
7.9.
Yeah, Danny, because you were such a child and because you ate nothing good on your vacation, shame. 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 Okay. Alex in Germantown. Alex, how much weight did Danny gain?
Alex?
Hey, man, I'm going to say 7.1.
7.1.
Okay. A lot in the sevens. Let's go to Christian in D.C. Christian, how much weight did Danny gain?
Yes, sir. He gained 8.6.
8.6.
Okay.
Now, I think that you have to account for at least a pound and a half or 2 pound difference because he weighed in at the beginning in the morning and in the end at night. And that, even if he didn't gain any weight, there's a difference of like a pound plus there.
Mm-hmm.
Jim in Alexandria, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thank you, Jim.
2.6 pounds.
2.6.
Yeah, wow.
Okay. See,
all
Jim
right.
Listened to the information.
Carl in Bryantown, how much weight did Danny gain?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
4.1 pounds.
4.1 pounds.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to do one more. Patrick in Alexandria, how much weight did Danny gain?
Hey, Grant. Hey, Danny. I'm going to go 5.75 happy pounds.
All right, so we're going to go 5.8.
Would you like to round that up to 5.8
yeah,
to keep it at 5.7?
We're going to go 5.8.
Sure, 5.8, 5 3 quarters, whatever.
5.
Okay, we'll take that. So they're all on hold. 7.2, 7.9, 7.1, 8.6, 2.6, 4.1, 5.8. All right, my prediction.
Mm-hmm.
How much weight did Danny gain on vacation? I am going to say he gained 4.9 pounds.
4.9 pounds from Grant. Dar-a-Lago.
I just realized we forgot to ask the most important question.
I realized, too.
How much working out did Danny do?
Yeah, how much exercising?
I walked once to Duck Cottage, about a mile and a half there and back for delicious, delicious coffee from one of my favorite coffee establishments. And then, you know, walking back and forth to the beach, but no specific exercise.
Okay. I am going to say Danny gained 8.5 pounds.
8.5.
Right.
Okay.
That'd be a job well done, considering he was so healthy. A Nicholas Ortiz, sir, how much weight did Danny gain on his vacation?
What did it say you?
None.
Zero.
Zero. Well, that's a terrible guess.
That's his Price is Right $1, right. Bob.
He's not putting the microphone on ever again.
That is a terrible guess, Nick, because Danny gains weight like I gain weight just by eating a normal meal. All right, so I want you to know, though, my mom's telling me I'm being mean to you, that what I'm saying is not nice. you should be proud of him that he learned to make healthy choices. Excellent job.
Ms. Paulson, you're going to have to hold that thought. You may want to delete that text.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, even after restrictive dieting, even after miserably having to not choose what I wanted to eat multiple times over, having separate healthy options made for me, two donuts, three meals that I wanted to eat, just relaxing,
what's mind
you.
What's gain, buddy?
I left at 196.3. I returned at 207.7, yes! A grand total of 11.4 God bleeping pounds. Yes! Are you effing kidding me? Yes! Everyone is going to be fat. Yes! I hate everyone that's skinny. Yes! Screw you and the horse you rode in on. Yes! This sucks. It sucks. It sucks.
You gained 11.4
pounds.
I'm so proud of you.
It's a puffy fat face is what came back. Where are these jowls? All I did was not eat things that I wanted to eat the entire flipping time.
Get Wadsna on the line for the blitz.
11.4 pounds.
Who do we have for the blitz? Two people?
We have Russell and Heist.
All right, add Wadsna. We'll do food as well.
Congratulations,
I want
Christian.
Wadsna to know that Danny gained 11 and get a reaction.
11.4 pounds is what I gained by not doing what I wanted.
Christian, you're winning the tickets to come see Kirk Cousins at DC Lottery Live with us on August 20th. A live show. Come check him out. Come check out Grant and Danny. You did it, buddy. You gained 11 pounds. My turn is coming soon. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
I'm in a terrible mood. I'm so mad about this because if I was going to gain 11 pounds, I should have lived, and I didn't live. You know what I did do? I drove to the beach there and back in my Ford Fusion. I love that car. It is awesome. It is great. Got great gas mileage. Well, I filled it up for the first time because I drove about 300 miles down to the Outer Banks this past week, so I had to fill the gas tank. I've gone about 2,000 miles, and I filled the gas tank one time. I love that car. You will, too. 0%. 0%. 72 months. 0% financing for 72 months on the Fusion, just like mine, the Escape, the Edge, the Explorer, plus a $1,000 trade assist. You know where all that is? My guys at Ted Britt Ford. Go see my friends at Ted Britt Ford. Here's what you get. Great car, great price, great value for your trade-in, and you'll have the impeccable customer experience. I love these guys so much, I've gone two times. Not just like visited two times, I got two Ted Britt Fords, the Rouillet family. We got an Edge, and I got that Fusion. I love them. You will too. All you get, as I said from the beginning, is care for your car that you bring to them, that they'll give you great value for it, and then they will take care of you for life. That's Ted Britt for life. I love them. Find out why. Fairfax and Chantilly, just a click away at TedBritt.com and tell them Danny sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.